The alarm jolted Kitai awake. He sat up, gasping for breath. He had been dreaming, but he didn't remember the dream. He had a vague notion that it had something to do with his sister, but he couldn't be sure. It probably had to do with her. Most of his nightmares did. Kitai flopped back down onto his bed and lay there despite the howling of his alarm. Long moments passed as it continued to shout at him. Finally, he reached over and slapped it, hard. The alarm's cry finally ceased, allowing him a few more moments in bed. Another person might have been tempted to roll over and return to sleep, but that wasn't Kitai Raj. All he had needed was the jolt to wakefulness. After that, he was good to go. Kitai finally sat up, rubbing at his face. He managed to bring himself to glance outside and begin to get a feel for what the day was going to be like. This was his day, after all, and he needed to have some idea of what the weather was going to be like. Of course, bright skies or pouring rain, it made no difference. Today was the day, and if he was going to have to do his stuff in soggy ground, well, that was the way it was going to be. It didn't mean he was looking forward to it, though. And when he looked outside and saw that the day promised to be decent, he gave a silent thank you to the powers that be. He couldn't be absolutely sure since it was still dark outside, but from what he could see, it looked promising enough. For just a moment, he allowed himself to drift back to his dream. His recollections were vague at best, but he was reasonably sure that he'd been dreaming that awful day from 5 years ago, when he had hidden from danger while his beloved sister was torn to shreds. The notion that he had done so, that he had relived the deep guilt that still festered within him, was one of the hardest things for him to handle. Yet he dreamed of it with a frequency that was almost sickening. He did his best to brush away all recollection of it, yet that never seemed to work for very long. Part of him occasionally toyed with the notion of going to see a psychiatrist, but every time he thought seriously about it, he ultimately rejected the idea. It would not go over well with his father. Members of the Rage family simply had no truck with people whose job it was to muck around with the human mind. "You are who you are," his father had said, when Kitai had very subtly, he thought, brought up the topic of psychiatrists in the first place. "And you live with the hand that you were dealt." That had been pretty much that. The 13-year-old Kitai rolled out of bed and stretched. Waking was not something he did the way other people did. There was a procedure. First came a series of isometric stretching exercises. Then he dropped to the ground and did 100 push-ups, which were followed by 100 jumping jacks, counted off in brisk fashion. He then crossed his room to the chinning bar he had installed back when he was 11 and did as many pull-ups as he could manage, 20 this morning. Not bad. Not great, but not bad. Perhaps he was simply saving himself for his time out on the field this morning. Yes, that made a vast amount of sense. He knew what he was facing this morning and how important it was going to be. His father was going to be home this evening, eagerly expecting the news they all wanted to hear. It was Kitai's job to make sure the news would be good news.